take.
But as for me, give me liberty! Oh, give me death!
A dark cloud is finally lifting across the world as U.S. military intelligence and their global partners are destroying the deep state criminal power structure that has ruled over our planet for hundreds of years.
We are free with the God-given rights, and we shall not yield that right to any power on earth.
Hi, I'm Scott McKay. The world is at, and I am your host on The Tipping Point on Revolution Radio, where every Monday from 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, we bring you the latest in this ensuing takedown of this global criminal empire.
That's an image of strength.
You'll get the raw, hard truth here on The Tipping Point. So come join us Mondays, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern in Studio B at revolution.radio.
This is the people's war. It is our war. We are the fighters. Fight it, then. Fight it with all that is in us. And may God defend the right.
Warning! Warning!
We've got to stop them! They're going to kill us all!
See how the trouble you've started?
Be they the government, be they industry, be they organized labor, be they anyone, or you can be!
Time when the operation of the machine becomes so odious, makes you so sick at heart, that you can't take part, you can't even passively take part, and you've got to put your bodies upon the gears and upon the wheels, upon the levers, upon all the apparatus, and you've got to make it stop, and you've got to indicate to the people who run it, to the people who own it, that unless you're free, the machine will be prevented from working at all.
Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported talk radio station, throwing ourselves upon the gears of the machine. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
You called down the thunder, well, now you've got it.
Red, you tell them I'm coming, and hell's coming with me, you hear? Hell's coming with me!
Revolution Radio.
Revolution in the morning
at Revolution Radio freedomslips.com.
Good morning, everybody. We are live on Studio A with everybody's favorite politically incorrect host, Mitchell Bob.
Yeah.
Hey, hello. Good morning, everybody. Good morning. We are truly witnessing the evolution of revolution. That everybody just kind of follows along in a docile manner. I knew something was wrong.
Okay, now it's time for the regressive establishment's worst nightmare and the world's most dangerous radio host. Tell them how you feel, Mitchell.
Yeehaw! Good morning. It's time for the Revolution in the Morning show, streaming live from Franklin County, Virginia. I'm your host, Mitchell Bupp. Welcome to this evolution of the revolution here on listener-supported, commercial-free Revolution Radio. So come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. Yeah, join us today and get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control, because you've been buffaloed with bullshit. ABC, NBC, CBS, fake Fox News. Can you believe it? Sean Hannity asking President Trump to pardon Hunter Biden to get back in the good graces of the political deep state, and then Joe Biden would feel like he owed the man something. Yeah, Robert Murdoch. Yeah, Fox News. They're really no different than any of the other corporate fascist machines that are running news organizations at the behest of the New World Order, brainwashing you like you've never been before. People don't quite understand it. They don't get it. The problem is they're brainwashed at the subconscious level. How many years of indoctrination does it take? To bring forth a new thinking. Today we see a perversion of mankind being pushed on children. Innocence is no more. You know, it's pretty amazing if you think about it, liberalism and their support to have abortion. Some people believe they would have abortion up to 3 years old. That's funny because there's some on that same scale also say, oh, at 3 years old, they can decide what sex they are. And we can get ready to start hormonal treatments even before they see a pubic hair somewhere on their body. The sick perversion today in the public school system. To destroy the child, to destroy the innocence, and destroy the future. Because by destroying the children, you destroy the future. I don't think many people think about that or realize it today. It truly is a really screwed up world we're living in. Oh, did I say this is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, where we speak the truth as we see it. We understand the world that we're living in. We don't like it. So many people walking around blindly living in the matrix of illusion created by the news and information and all the other stuff that they intake. Yeah. I guess if you watch CNN, it's pretty much proof you are what you consume. That makes any sense. Anyway. Oh, here we go. Here's something for you. Here's the latest polling from the Biden administration has just recently come out. Yes. Here lies the Democrat Party, falling on their own corruption, their own stupidity, and their own greed by big mother effer in 2022. Yeah. Imagine that in another bag of chips, huh? It's sheer idiocracy, I guess, would be a, you know, good description. It truly is unbelievable, you know, the idiots we have in government today. And what we do is we know and we see that government is just a, you know, reflection of the stupidity of the people today. Oh, it's June 16th. Hey, it's my sister's birthday today. Hey, Sin, happy birthday. I didn't, should have wished my brother Joel there on the 10th of June. That's his birthday. Jerry Bear says is later this month, along with mine, my dad's, God bless him. Yeah. We remember the people around us some of the time. Well, they remember us some of the time. Sometimes. Anyway, yeah, hell, straight truth here. You're getting it, man. I'm sorry. I'll give it to you. If you don't like it, well. I mean, yeah. You know, let's be honest, you know. That's going to go slow. Okay. Anyway, well, okay, if you haven't heard, maybe you haven't, because who in the hell knows what the news really has said today? But, the Attorney General of Michigan, I believe it was. Was it Michigan? What did she say? She said there should be a drag queen in every school. Hey, who in the hell is she grooming? Senator John Kennedy, he said it, he phrased it kind of appropriately, I guess is a good description. Here you go. Here's what Senator John Kennedy said.
President Clinton appointed what one commentator called this week a bunch of IQ stupid people. In other words, they were well-educated but no common sense. President Biden has appointed whack jobs. I mean,
yeah, whack jobs. My internet's slow this morning. This stuff's reloading. Yeah, isn't that a hell of a thing?
It's like these people dropped acid in an outback parking lot. You can't reason with them. That they are just so woke, and that's the difference, in my opinion, and why they haven't course corrected.
How they haven't course corrected. That's right. They're going over the cliff. Yeah, they're going to drive the fuel prices to $10 a gallon. And I'll tell you right there, when that happens, I would never want to call myself a Democrat. Yeah, I'm a Bernie Sanders socialist. I love $10 a gallon for regular, $12 a gallon for middle grade, and, you know, about $14 a gallon for premium by then. You do realize that, right? There's the built-in percentages there that should roll with the prices. Oh, oh, yeah. A Democrat mayor can't even pick up the poop in their own streets. I mean, these people are just nut jobs, as Kennedy said. Damn it. The hell I've got going on here. Yeah, they're just nut jobs. Yep. Absolutely. They'd be crazy people. What else we got going on here? Oh, yeah, here's this one. Man, this stuff is slow. Anyway, here's one for you. Here's a little clip with Jack Posobiec.
That he pardoned. Talk. The fact that the real big thing here, man, is the fact that Sean Hannity apparently suggested to President Trump that he pardon Hunter Biden. And of course, there's a flurry of damage control, right, from the Hannity side, from a bunch of people. Oh, it was just, you know, it was half joking and we weren't sure. And I know that was just, you know, the tongue in cheek. Obviously, that wasn't tongue in cheek. It wasn't tongue in cheek at all. You know, Sean Hannity is somebody that I used to listen to a long time. He used to come on after Rush. And it was great, you know, driving home from work. And I originally got my start in, you know, just interning in talk radio, WPHT, 1210 AM. We had Michael Smirkanish in the mornings. We had Dom Giordano. We had Glenn Beck, Rush. And then Hannity was the afternoon guy. And so to see what Hannity is like behind the scenes, playing games like this, making deals, offering to pardon Hunter Biden, when he goes on show every night talking about the corruption of the Biden crime family, but behind the scenes, he's offering pardons. He's trying to make deals. To me, I can understand why people call Sean Hannity a sellout. Now, I'm not saying he is, but I'm saying I can understand why people look at this and they say, you're saying one thing in public, but you're doing something else behind the scenes. Well, so, Sean,
yeah,
come.
That's true. Sean Hannity.
Explain these text messages.
Dickweed. Here it is.
Messages to the American people and explain them to your audience. The real.
He can't. Because he's a sellout. Look, everybody knows that if you're making big media dollars, if you're really banking millions being a talking turd on television, you've got to have sold your soul to Satan somewhere. We should quit lying to ourselves. Oh, a recession alarm. Ding, 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 ding. A recession alarm. You know what? They've papered how many trillions of dollars into the market, into corporations, and trickled down chump change to the people. They've bailed out all their buddies and all their friends. There is no damn recession. We've already been in the recession. We're already going through it, and we're going into the damn depression. I believe what Gerald Celente says is going to be the greatest depression. Because these whack job economic gurus believe that if they just keep shoveling money into the bubble as it's collapsing, that they'll bring up inflation. They'll bring up the people and they can collapse. The bubble will collapse lightly on top of them, so to speak. Except we have bubble after bubble after bubble after bubble, patched on top of patch on top of bubble on top of patch. This Ponzi scheme can't go on much longer. And when they crash it, remember, it's for a reason. Remember, they're blaming all this on COVID. They're blaming it all on Putin. When all of the decisions and all that other stuff was made before. In August of 2019. Yeah. I mean, it's just corruption every... Oh, this is not surprising. It shouldn't be to you. Vince McMahon, WWE. That's right. WWE board is investigating a secret $3 million slush payment. I mean, hush payment. by Vince McMahon from the company to a woman to cover up a long-time affair. Well, yeah. And to keep her mouth shut about his steroid use. Jesus. Let's see what else we got going on here. Floodwaters in Yellowstone. Dinesh D'Souza says, Liz Cheney says 2,000 mules is debunked without precisely saying how or why or what was debunked. Yeah. Meanwhile, another FBI scumbag added to the side of my trailer, Steinbach. That's right, Michael Steinbach. Was involved in the Russia collusion investigations and was having, how should we say, it's a good time with the media multiple times that are documented, and hard telling how many times he had other discussions. You can't trust any of these mother effing sons of bitches in government, like big fat ass William Barr, George or H.W. Bush's, Herbert Walker Bush's, cocaine cover-up attorney general. Remember, when Bill Barr was attorney general for H.W. Bush, they were bringing in cocaine by the plane loads and distributing it all across the country. Yes. Nothing like the CIA, the NSA, and the federal government helping boost the drug addiction and the fueling the wars in East Los Angeles. Yeah. Anyway, so lard ass William Barr. Which one was I at? Because there's several pieces of the crime that's evidently has been kind of shown. Anyway, William Barr has had receipt, you know, while talking about the election. I mean, he got $1.5 million from Dominion for who knows what service, what services. Yeah. But William Barr, H.W. Bush's cocaine attorney general. Remember, he also covered up for the FBI and the CIA under the Trump administration. See, he's deep state Barr. Oh, there's that story. The Babylon Bee, this satirical newspaper, has reported that the San Francisco Mayor Breed has said she's happy to report there is less human poop on the streets due to food shortages. That's right. The mayor has announced that really good news that starving people do not poop as much. Yeah, it's kind of like that, isn't it? But really, $1 billion a month. You know, $1 billion a month wouldn't even, at the rate they charge per unit for $600,000 per homeless person in California, you really, $1 billion wouldn't even cover their homeless. But, you know, when you spend $20 million, $200 million and you help anywhere from 20 to 50 people, I mean, the question is, it's an who's screwing who at that point? Really, at that point, who is screwing who when they're spending $600,000 for a mini home for a homeless person in California? I know starter homes in California are, are high priced, but $600,000 by the time you set up a shed on skids and frame the inside out and put a bed in it and stuff. Oh, yeah. That's pretty nutso, isn't it? Yeah, it really is. Anyway. Looks like I'm having PC issues. probably ought to restart on the break. I might do that. I might restart on the break. Just wanted to let you know ahead of time. The computer and the piece is, my internet service probably got dog slow because it's so hot. Yeah, if you didn't know, there's a heat dome over the Midwest, and it's moving east and northeast, and it's going to be toasty. In fact, in northern Texas, I believe it was, or in the Midwest, there was 3,000 cattle found dead from heat stroke. Yeah. So, whatever happened, it's not too good. that's pretty crappy. There, what in the hell? This thing is not working out too swift here for me this morning. Anyway, my internet's awful slow poking along here. I hate to see how many pages I got open now. anyway, it's been like that since I got up this morning. All right, hey, guys, I'm going to restart my computer. Sorry, but I'll be right back, I hope, by the break's over. Man, this thing is... Well, there's the break. Okay, I'm gonna shut down.
Take a moment to thank the listeners and hosts for all their support that has made Revolution Radio one of the biggest platforms for free speech in an ever-growing dark world of censorship. Unfortunately, this platform for free speech has never been free. We need the support of the people. It is the people like you, yes, you, that keeps the station in the front lines of the battle against tyranny and oppression. Please help support Revolution Radio so free speech will not be silenced in a world that seems to be going deaf to the real truth. With your support, we will be able to become an even bigger pillar of light in a dark world.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the planet. Revolution Radio.
What the heck is the Truth Jihad? Hey, I'm Kevin Barrett, host of Truth Jihad Radio. Federal prosecutors, Department of Homeland Security agents, and curious passersby often ask me, just what is this Truth Jihad thing anyway? Well, everybody knows what truth is, but jihad is a misunderstood term. Jihad means effort or struggle. The greater jihad is the struggle to be a better person, while the lesser jihad is the struggle to defend the community. Prophet Muhammad, peace upon him, did say that the best jihad is a word of truth flung in the face of a tyrant. And that's what we do here at Truth Jihad Radio. Every Friday, 8 to 10 p.m. Eastern, 5 to 7 Pacific, right here on Revolution Radio.
I am Bill Johnson. Some consider my efforts to be an underground law school. I am not an attorney, and I do not give legal advice. I teach. That's lawful and legal. Consider yourself served. You are to appear Wednesday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, Studio A. My forte? Foreclosure and contract law. Grab your legal pad and pen. Learn a broad spectrum of law spanning administrative, criminal, family, tort, and federal law. Fools and losers cling to old cases. I dissect and comment on the latest rulings that control the courts. Don't be a loser. And if you don't appear, you will be held in contempt.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the number one listener-supported radio station on the Internet. Please help support this station so this battle can continue forward. Revolution Radio! The opinions expressed on this radio station, its programs, and its website by the hosts, guests, and call-in listeners or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. They do not necessarily represent the opinions of Revolution Radio and FreedomSlips.com, its staff, or affiliates. You're listening to Revolution Radio, FreedomSlips.com, 100% listener-supported radio, and now we return you to your host.
Hey, there we are. Yeah, it took that long for my PC to restart. Sorry about that. I was trying to get restarted here because it just seemed not to be, Skype just didn't seem to be functioning properly. I don't know why, but it just is bogged down slow. I'm not sure. We're going to try to work on that and get you guys some news and information here on Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. All right, so sorry about that interruption. I'm not sure where I was. More food disasters, more food crap. Yeah. How about that one? And we'll get that thing out there. Oh, that explains a lot. That mother effing sons of bitches. Seems Microsoft has hijacked my computer settings. Delete that anyway. Huh. That's turned some of my files, sons of bitches. I wonder what was happening earlier. Oh, there we go. Okay, so we seem to be moving back along faster here now. Anyway, so I hope y'all are having a great day. God bless you. Get your coffee this morning. Make sure you practice your Chinese. That's right. Make sure you practice your Chinese when you're at the coffee maker. So the people from China who are listening on the other end of your Wi-Fi coffee maker, make sure you crack some jokes in Chinese or something for them. Keep them entertained. You know, yes, that's true. If you have a, how should we say it? If you have a Chinese coffee maker, Beijing may be listening to your coffee talk. Isn't that amazing, right? Damn. Damn. Yeah, hell of a thing. Gosh, van life. Yeah, van life meets $300 tank. People that have gone and hit the roads and living a mobile lifestyle in an RV or a camper, you know, God bless them. God bless them. That's their home. That's their mortgage. You know, wherever they go, that's their mortgage payment or their rent or whatever you want to call it. But God bless them. They're getting screwed two ways to Sunday by Biden and all the tax people, all the gas prices. So, yeah. Anyway. Craziness as it may seem. Let's see. We talked briefly about the San Fran feces and this mayor. Let's see. Here's another. Here's a Twitter clip for you. Let's see if it pulls up here and we can get it to, anyway, it's, you know, typical Biden, stuff, you know, let's be honest that Joe Biden had essentially, oh, yeah. So if you haven't heard, Joe Biden is threatening the petroleum industry to make more gasoline, make more oil. I command you. I'm a president of the demented states of shit my pants. Yeah, good old Joe Biden is breaking out the Defense Act to force and an attempt to force and browbeat lower gas prices into reality. Everything the dipshit for brains has done from day one of Joe Shit for Brains presidency. Yes, hopefully we'll soon see the white outhouses with FJB on them along the highways so people can really... tell you the truth about what's really going on. Because you don't get it in the mainstream lying bullshit machine. Here's one for you. Dr. Fauci. Dr. Fauci has tested positive for COVID after being quadruple vaxxed and double, triple masked. Fauci said, I'm experiencing mild symptoms. I'm so glad I was wearing a mask and that I was quadruple vaxxed. Yeah. Yeah. Meanwhile, right here you go. Number two ICU doctor in the world. Stop. He said his piece and, you know, he's absolutely right. You know, it's a travesty. Of what we have seen happen. Anyway, there's a COVID-19criticalcare.com let's see, early outpatient treatment protocol for COVID-19 and the Math Plus hospital treatment protocol for COVID-19 vaccine injuries. Anyway, it's a we are witnessing a time when the criminals are running loose in the streets and they've got the white coats on. They've got the authority. You thought Tuskegee experiments, originally funded by the Rosenwald Foundation. That's the truth, the history of it. Not originally funded by the United States of America, but by a Jewish trust fund group, the Rosenwalds. Sounds real, well, homegrown American, like Smith or Jones. God forsake, they say BUP. Anyway, yeah, they're getting away with crime after crime after crime. And people are stuck in this helpless. Yeah. Anyway, the truth is out here if you choose to find it. If you choose to find it. I mean, that's the thing. Fox News. You notice Fox News doesn't even say anything about 2,000 mules except or the January hearings, 6 hearings. You ever notice how they are staying away from 2,000 mules? And, you know, what Dinesh D'Souza says about the attorney general, he's absolutely right. He's either willfully ignorant or he's just an effing retard. I would be willing to bet that it's both. Here's a clip. Dinesh D'Souza talks back, basically, to Liz Cheney and Bill Barr. He doesn't know what he's talking about because he's intentionally trying to sway dumb shit for brains to believe what he says. He is essentially saying that because a phone walks by someplace. The problem is the phone walks by one place, gets in the car, drives to the next place, and then drives to the next box, drives to the next box, and then drives to the next box. Okay? That's the whole problem. That's the whole crux of it. They're trying to break apart the data instead of the data actually showing by the time checks and by the particular cell phone ping at that time. The phone was at a certain location. X number of minutes later, it was at X location, stopped. Oh, another ballot box. Another location, just minutes later, stop. Oh, it's another ballot box. This is the problem with Bill Barr. He doesn't understand, and he doesn't want you to know. And this is the big secret I've been trying to explain to people for years. How do they track everything that they capture? All of the cell phones. All of the data. There's only one way that you could accurately and keep track of that, okay? And that is if you use the metadata as a Dewey Decimal System. This is why the metadata is so important, because it is the basic information of the call, and that can be strung together into a string of file commands, basically. Days, times, areas, persons, cell phones. Literally, you can then cross-reference almost everything by using this metadata as the Dewey Decimal System for Iron Mountain and finding anything, anywhere, anytime. We'll be right back.
Radio at freedomslips.com. We'll be right back after this message.
After a long day of research and trying to wake people up to what's going on in our world, I need to take a break and find my center. I do this by listening to music or watching a great movie. If you find yourself doing the same, then come chill out with me every Saturday night from 7 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Studio B, Crypt Rick's The Decompression Hour. It's time to put down that research and crank your stereo.
Hey everyone, it's Barbara Jean Lindsay, the Cosmic Oracle. If you have questions about your past lives or future plans, need answers from the cosmos about your love life or career, or just want to keep your finger on the pulse of the planet, check out my show, The Cosmic Oracle, here on Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com.
Did you ever feel that things were not quite right? That everything was just ever so slightly askew?
Do you have, to paraphrase Morpheus, a splinter in your mind?
If you're interested in hearing the latest information about UFOs, the paranormal,
ancient cultures and structures,
monatomic elements,
longevity,
fantastic discoveries in science,
download it to your brain,
then tune in to us. Hi, I'm Dave.
And I'm Mackie.
And we are Shiny Side Out, Sundays 2 to 4 a.m. Eastern. See you then.
Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for free association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
I thank everybody for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com, the one place where information never sleeps. Revolution, Revolution Radio!
All right, let's show them what we got now.
Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw! Hey, I'm glad it's Thursday. Oh, hell. Looks like the wheels are falling off everything around here. Welcome back. This is the Revolution in the Morning show. Come on down and join us at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio. We're streaming around the world on iTunes, talkstreamlive.com, TuneIn, Shoutcast, Winamp. Just a few of the streaming services that carry Revolution Radio. So come on down and get the straight truth, not that mainstream media mind control. Yep, I apologize. I forgot to share my sound on a couple of those clips. And yeah, I definitely got to let you hear some of these clips. I wasn't sure where I left off. Let me see. Let me check the time here. Okay, can't hear it, Mitch. Okay, that's at 46:48. Okay. I'm just checking time so I know about what clip that we need to see. Here it is, the number two ICU doctor in the world. Sound shared, okay. Just wanted to tell you that. Okay, here it is.
Paul is originally from South Africa. He's been all over the world. He's the number two ICU doctor, most published, number two in the world. And he is here to tell you the truth about his reaction to what he just heard up here. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Paul Merrick.
Thank you. Thank you, Christina. My heart is so broken, I can't keep quiet anymore. We know these fucking vaccines cause
Doctor.
At least 2-3% of people who get them will have adverse events like you've just heard. They're not making this up. 2-3%. Now you figure out how many people have been vaccinated in this country and across the world. There are millions of people who are suffering. They're being ignored. They're not getting treatment and they're suffering. We know exactly what their diagnosis is. I know exactly what it is. I know what it's caused by and I know how to treat it. And they will not let us treat these people. The NIH knows about these people. They know what causes it and they will not treat these people. And that has to change. There's no disease in medicine that you can't treat. It's never too late. It's never too late. Yes. These vaccine-injured people are suffering, and we need to do something for them. This is a humanitarian crisis. Sorry, I just had to say that because it's a travesty. We have treatments for these people. It's not perfect, but we need to come out of the closet and offer them treatments. We need to work together and figure out what works and what doesn't work. It's a crime against humanity.
Yeah, doctor there is absolutely right. Sorry about that audio before, man. I'm telling you, that just wheels are falling off, man. I feel like I'm working with the Biden administration. Hey, if I screw up enough, can I get a job in the press office? Maybe I should do my own White House press conferences. There's the format I see here on Twitter on the framing. Yeah, here's one for you. Yeah. Joe Biden trying to force the fuel industry using emergency defense authorizations to force them to make more oil, make more gas. Well, the first thing we do is stop exporting the shit out of the country like we did before. When we kept the oil in the United States of America, we bought so much less on the world market, prices crashed. they went down to really historical lows adjusted for inflation. Now the U.S. government, after shutting down pipeline construction, shutting down all this other shit, this is what these dipshits said.
We are calling on them to do the right thing, to be patriots here, and not to use the war as an excuse or as a reason to not put out a production, not do the capacity that is needed out there, so that the prices can come down. We are calling on them to do the right thing.
You know that's just a bunch of bullshit. From day one, this administration has been attacking everything that you can understand, that you can see, and that you can believe, okay? In fact, it was, you know, here's a great thing done by Dave Rubin. I may have played this yesterday, but this is the President of the United States of America in a nut job shell.
Before I took office, there was a lot of folks out there making some pretty bold predictions about how things would turn out. You might remember some of the predictions.
They're coming for your guns, they're coming for your jobs, and they're coming for your freedom. They hate American energy, and Joe Biden will shut it all down. He's going to.
That if I became president,
Biden's elected, he will wipe out your energy industry.
Another prediction. That is my favorite one, I must add, is that if I got elected...
Gas prices going $5, $6, $7 for a gallon. Flood your communities with criminal aliens, drugs and crime, while they live behind beautiful gated compounds. They try to take away your guns, Second Amendment, they want to take it away. While they enjoy private security that's fully armed.
I never understood that one.
You spent trillions of dollars rebuilding foreign nations, fighting foreign wars, and defending foreign borders.
So for all those predictions of doom and gloom 6 months in, here's where we stand.
Do you want to use the word recession or depression?
Think of the single mom struggling to put food on the table each month.
Yes. You know, it's sad.
So if your primary concern right now is inflation...
We could stop it in 30 minutes.
When I took office...
He finally went outside. He went to get an ice cream.
Look, the bottom line is this.
I say you're not doing a very good job. Because he can't take any questions now from the press.
Yeah, that's Joe. Can't take any questions from the press. Yeah, sheer idiocracy that we live with today. The demented President of the United States of America... And, evidently I probably didn't have the audio on when Dinesh D'Souza was on either. So I'm going to play that because that I watched the 2000 Mules. And the thing is, the geolocation data cannot be beat. It can't be beat, period. Because of the sequence of it going from box to box to box to box, and literally the time it would take to walk or drive to box to box to box to box. So the ballot mules that were paid $10 for each ballot that they stuffed in a box. One guy said, and one whistleblower, one guy that who's coming out, I don't know if he got busted or whatever the whole deal was, but he deposited 4,500 ballots for $10 each. Think about that. $45,000 for stuffing ballot boxes on the queue in Georgia. That's where that's coming from. Remember, Georgia's one place that got ballots that were shipped from out of state, shipped from Arizona. Anyway, it's sheer craziness, in all honesty. It's sheer crazy.
And I believe my whistleblower. I believe my friend. I know that's 911 moment of the morning. The ballot stuffing bastards, the Democrat Party. They got busted in Philadelphia just recently, meddling in the 2014, 2015, 2016, 2017, and 2018 elections. I missed one year in there somewhere along the line. But yeah, the Democrats have been stuffing ballot boxes in Philadelphia, you know, like they do in Chicago. Remember how Barack Obama got to the U.S. Senate? He disqualified all the signatures on the petitions put in by all of his campaigning rivals. Yeah. It's crazy stuff. Really is. Idiocracy that we live with today. United States of America. Drug overdoses have topped 103,000 last year, topping death by diabetes. An estimated 102,000 people had died from diabetes and diabetes-related causes. So, yeah. 100,000 dying from overdoses a year. And the U.S. government not doing jack shit about the cartels in Mexico, the warlords of Mexico that run, Mexico is like Afghanistan. There's a lot of good areas and there's a lot of safe areas, but there's a lot of places where let's just say there's a lot of shady shit riding along the way. And if you're trafficking hundreds of people for $2,000 to $4,000 a piece, you're making quite a bit of money. Yeah. It's crazy like that. I don't know where to start next because it's all, well, stupid and more stupid. And, well, we're going to top off the stupid with some other stupid. The World Health Organization convening an emergency meeting on the monkeypox spread. Yes. Now, this is from Yahoo Finance. Out of Bloomberg, remember, these are deep state, mind-controlled media that will implant thoughts and ideas in your brain. And because they have the perceived authority rubber stamp on there, people will just absolutely gobble it up and believe it. Yeah, sure. Anyway, they're going to talk about the spread of non-endemic countries. Of course, now, you know, Europe and the United States are, you know, the endemic areas of asspox, because that's what essentially it is. Anyway, so what they're saying is this current outbreak is, of course, related to gay sex from a fetish festival, and are saying that the monkeypox is in the semen. It's in them swimmers. Well, imagine that. Anyway, so, yeah, be careful who you sleep with. Some things you get just don't wash off. or it just leaves you pox. But then again, who knows? You might have a vaccine-induced pox of some kind. You could have a reanimated mononucleosis or smallpox. And this is one of the things they're not telling you, is that in a small number of cases, they're finding that the mRNA vaccine that turns off certain parts of your immune system that has allowed suppressed viruses to grow in your system again, essentially reanimating them again. The National Post in China, one of the Chinese official, how should we say it, propaganda outlets, says the Emperor Xi Jinping has cleared non-war use of the army for special military operations, raising the fear that this is essentially giving the green light to the army to prepare for the invasion of Taiwan. Estimated 1 million troops combined sea air attack using mass waves of drones. So what you're going to have, and what if people don't have by now, they should be understanding they're going to need an electromagnetic pulse type weapon to essentially disrupt and knock down the drones. The other part of that is, you know, China has no problem putting 500 to 1,000 men in an old shipping barge and sending, you know, 1,000 of them across at a time. I mean, these are the realities of what we're looking at in this war. And in all honesty, if they start it now, would it make Joe Biden a war president and people are neglectful to change during a war? That, you know, that's one of the historical things. I don't think it'll hold out for Joe. But is this one? And just think about it. If Trump gets elected, China will, how should we say it? China will face a stiffer competitor and a harder line on Taiwan and trade. And if the U.S. is going to suspend, here's the thing, any military operation against Taiwan would be the automatic suspension of all Chinese imports. Or maybe we would do what the what we did with the Russians, and we would declare all their ships, all of the goods on those ships, we would declare that they are confiscated for the peoples of Taiwan, and then we'll just, you know, steal it and feed it in the Walmart and Target and everywhere else until that runs dry. But yeah, so they've kind of unleashed the government, the Chinese army over there. Okay. So, non-war uses of the military. I think it's pretty simple. You know, if you're going to, if you're watching what they're doing to Russia with the color revolutions, and then the attempted color revolution, the unspoken truth that the mainstream media will never want to touch. The unspoken truth that the United States tried to overthrow Kazakhstan in the middle of negotiations to stop that type of behavior. The idiocracy. The, what would you call it? The downright backstabbing that in the middle of negotiations, and who essentially did that? Victoria Nuland. Victoria Nuland, the architect of the color revolution in Ukraine, all two or three of them, and then attempted in Kazakhstan. Let's not lie to ourselves that the U.S. is effectively provoking all of this. Yeah. Crazy as it sounds. Another sad case and another sad epithet for the American youth. A leading transgender health association has lowered its recommended minimum age for starting gender transition treatment, including sex hormones and surgeries. The World Professional Association of Transgender Health said hormones can be started in the 14th week of your pregnancy because we believe that you can believe that your embryo is not the proper sex. So as soon as the sexual orientation of your child is ready, is proven in your womb, we can start sex change therapy in the womb, because that child communicated to his mama that he was being born into the wrong body, into the wrong womb, into the wrong whatevers, and he needed to switch. It won't be too long before the Looney Tunes on the left start with that shit. Hey, man, we'll start the transition for, you know, their sex change in the womb. Well, how would they know? Oh, the mama just knows. Hey, these say people, watch. In a few years, they'll be talking about this. They'll be saying that doctors and psychologists will say that babies can, you know, develop and it can be proven that while they're in the womb, that's right, while they're in the womb, that they can determine if they're male or female and if it's wrong sexed at before birth. You know, the God scientists. Yeah, we can fix that. Yeah, Dr. Jekyll and freaking Hyde. God, these people are a bunch of sick sons of bitches. This is what they're going to eventually come to. Well, you know, you can start your transition at the age of 3 or you can abort the child at the age of 3 and start over. I mean, this is almost how it sounds, right? The kids in pre-kindergarten are being taught genders, and they don't even know what gender is. You can't spell, you can't write, you can't hardly talk. But you can be programmed by words, by images, by ideas that shape the mind of the young person. This shit in preschool and in kindergarten and all this other stuff, it is child sexual abuse. because it is screwing their mind up forever. People are losing an entire generation of youth who have been twisted into some kind of perverted sexual reality show of LGBTQ. Now coming soon, the pedos and the teachers join together. We'll be right back. God help America in this world.
This is Thomas, a.k.a. a Mad Painter. I'd like you to join me Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for Open Canvas. Don't forget to bring an open mind.
Yes, folks, that's right. Bring an open mind to an open canvas. Again, that is Monday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern. UFOs to government corruption. This is Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. You don't need to expect us. We're already here.
Interested in the paranormal, murder mystery, real natural law? Do you enjoy interviews with amazing guests? Then join Crip Rick every Monday night, 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, right here on Revolution Radio. Studio A, freedomslips.com. Crypt Riffs, I think. Thank you. Welcome to the Crypt.
Join me at Revolution Radio, Studio B, at 11 a.m. on Saturday for Free Association, when we take a look at philosophy, spirituality, psychology, social issues, and geopolitics. It's every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern on Studio B at freedomslips.com.
Enter into a world unseen on Raven Star's Witching Hour. You will encounter eclectic topics from the realm of spirit brought into our matrix of truth. With your host, the Solaris Blue Raven, Solaris will bring you an array of unique guests covering topics from ghostly spirits to amazing anomalies, covert technology, UFOs, and shadowy global events.
And that's right here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com, Saturdays, midnight till 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps.
Let the magic rise.
Galactic Interstellar Council on Revolution Radio Studio A, Fridays at 2 p.m. Eastern. Join us as we traverse the starseed paradigm, as expressed in the time-space continuum that we know as the divine expression of love and light. Integrating this conscious unity into the galactic paradigm. So welcome all, both terrestrial beings and galactic beings as one. So be it. You're listening to Revolution Radio.
Thank you for listening to Revolution Radio at freedomslips.com. Any commercial advertising you may hear in this program is of the sole discretion and benefit of the host of this program you are listening to. Revolution Radio does not endorse any commercial products, nor does it accept monetary compensation for on-air advertising of commercial products, nor will it ever. We are and shall remain 100% listener supported. Any product advertising on this program are considered used at higher risk, and Revolution Radio shall not be held liable for any claims or damages received from any product advertised within this program. Revolution Radio, where information never sleeps. Thanks for listening while we took that short break here at Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. And now we're going to get back to your host.
Yeehaw!
Generals gathered in their masses, just like witches at black masses. Evil minds that plot destruction, sorcerers of death's construction. In the fields of bodies burning, as the war machine keeps turning.
That's right, to your death and destruction, to your poverty. The bleeding of the empire must continue, the bleeding of America. To destroy its strength. The inflation and the deflation. All the other crap in between. Not sure if I played the Sean Hannity clip before or after my break. Before, I'm not sure. But anyway. Oh. Here's one for you. John Kennedy, Senator. This is what he had to say about the people hired by the Biden administration.
President Clinton appointed what one commentator called this week a bunch of high IQ stupid people. In other words, they were well educated, but no common sense. President Biden has appointed whack jobs. I mean, it's like these people dropped acid in an outback parking lot. You can't reason with them. That they are just so awoke, so woke, and that's the difference, in my opinion, and why they haven't course corrected.
Yeah, course corrected, as John Senator Kennedy says. You know, he says, yeah, you'd think you'd see them flying off the cliff, and everybody hates what the hell they're doing. But no. We just have to continue down the path to effing oblivion. One reason is because once they figure out what we did to Trump, you know, there won't be a Democrat Party left. Once they figure out that the Democrat Party is run by the World Economic Forum, the Council on Foreign Relations, and that the heart of the Republican Party, where Mitch the Turd McConnell sits. Yeah, old turtle turd there. They all sit with the deep state. They all sit with the New World Order. They all sit with the systemic, structured world order. The way it is right now. I got to check something real quick. Here's this. I'm gonna. Here's some more of this Black Sabbath song. Hang on, just a few seconds.
Poisoning their brainwashed minds. Oh, Lord, yeah.
All right, there we go. All right, let's stop that.
where Paul's at. Just to give you something to listen to here. Oh, I love Black Sabbath. Oh, man. Good band. Love some good hard rock. Anyway, so what else we got going on here? Revolution Radio, freedomslips.com. Mitch is a Chinese spy ship. Hey, you caught me, man. Yeah, hey, did you hear, Chevy Cool, about the drone swarms over some of the U.S. Navy vessels on the West Coast? They've been tracked. They've been tracked to a Hong Kong-based ship. And remember, these were drone swarms, multiple drones at one time. All right. Well, you know, the Dow, you know, should probably be back down to 15,000. All the fake gas money, all the bullshit that they pumped into it all. Here's me. I don't even know if I played the Dinesh D'Souza clip again. Hell. Just everything's on a roll here. Everything that I do is expertaneous speech. Just pick out some news articles and let's see what we got that's fresh and new here. Turkey and Russia spy three Ukrainian ports can now be accessed by grain ships. Since the location of the mines is known, certain safe lines would be established at three ports. The foreign minister said, adding that the ships could come and go safely to ports without a need to clear mines. Of course, you know, until a flagged tanker or a flagged cargo ship comes in and it is completely full of shock troops. Well, I mean, if you were going to invade something like that, that's how you would do it, right? Yeah, really. Anyway, the Fed is winging it. That 75 basis points seem like the right thing to do. Yeah, I don't know about that. Food shortages worries mount as ma and pa farms are crushed by record diesel fuel prices. If the farmers can't get their crops in the ground, there's not food on the shelves. Oh, Democrats forgot about all that. Remember, we're actually shipping record amounts of diesel fuel to South America. You go back and look at the export numbers for the last few months and look at the biggest destination. It's South America. But Biden is going to get Venezuelan back on the road again. Yeah. A Dutch minister slammed after calling for youth from France's crime-ridden suburbs to fill jobs. Yeah, the call from a senior Dutch government minister to import and employ young people from problem neighborhoods in France and Spain has been ridiculed as crazy and dangerous by the country's national conservative opposition. Anyway, so they want to offer employment to youth from the French suburbs, a notorious place for high crime rates, and of course, it's there's not a lot of multiculturalism going on there, except the gangs from the different cultures fighting each other. You should assimilate. You should join the new culture that you moved to, or maybe you should just Maybe you should just be sent back to where you tried to escape from. I don't know. Two U.S. mercenaries, I guess you could call them, freedom fighters that went to fight with the Ukrainians have been captured in the eastern part of the country. They said it was a blown operation. They said the Russians weren't there yet, and when they got there, there were already Russians clearing the town. They all got kind of trapped and encircled. Mariupol, deja vu all over again, as Ukraine fighters and civilians have been trapped in the Severodonetsk chemical plant. They have two options: either follow the example of their colleagues and surrender, or die. They have no other option, said the pro-Russian Donetsk official. And remember, the Euro-Nazis were carrying out an extensive genocide of the Russian population in those areas. 14,000 people killed in a matter of 3 years before the Russians even stepped in to say no more. Red flag nation. Gun confiscation laws put a target on the back of every person in America. Unconstitutional red flag laws are going to be encouraged by the federal government, who are essentially going to reward states that embrace those policies. So now we have another pretext by which government officials can violate the Fourth Amendment at will under the guise of public health and safety. Listen. We have people that break down and cry and whimper because they saw Donald J. Trump, president, etched in chalk on the sidewalk. You have Karens and Kens and morons and retards out here that will say and do any damn thing to disarm people. Not saying that there's not times when there are legitimate reasons why a person can be a threat. But what we have to understand, this destruction of due process that is going to be abused. Because we already know the federal government has abused every other power that has been given to them. Of course they will abuse this. They will propagandize you into thinking it's for your own good. As the boiling frog, you will be, well, let's just say, you will be found boiled. I mean, let's be honest. American business elites have essentially become lobbyists for China. And China invades Taiwan, takes over the semiconductor industry, and holds them all hostage. They will all beg and cry and say, please allow Chinese exports into America. And we should never, ever again allow that. Chinese merchant ships around the world should be sunk. The Belt Road should be blown up as many places as possible. China really does believe that it can do whatever hell it wants in Taiwan. what they do know and what they can see is that Joe Biden, number one, is not going to be president after 2024 election. And that the money that they have already bought and paid Joe and the Biden family and the rest of the corporate elites and Americans that have essentially, you know, embraced the Chinese, money talks. So there you have it. China is going to have to move now and swamp Taiwan in 2 years or less and have control of Taiwan, or they're going to have to wait at least 4 years after the 2024 election, particularly if Trump wins that election. One of the first things Trump will do when he is elected, should we not be standing in a pile of nuclear ash heaps in major cities around the world? Is that Trump will expose what the neocons and neoliberals did in the middle of negotiations with Russia. Trump will expose the DOD and the Pentagon for their weapons research, biological weapons research against the treaties that the United States has signed. That these are essentially research, war operations, research facilities. That's the real truth and the evidence that we see. Australia's national energy market has been suspended. It's impossible to continue operating. A clear signal that in eastern Australia, they suspended the entire national energy market from June 15th at 2:05 p.m. after it deemed impossible to continue operating the spot market while ensuring reliable energy supply. What does that mean? Well, they were buying energy at spot prices, so now they've eliminated that requirement or that spot price. So I don't know what might be the cost of all of that from the private corporations that might control the energy itself, certainly. Anyway, the unprecedented suspension of the national energy and electricity market spot market is a clear signal the energy crisis in eastern Australia is intensifying. That's the same quote they had up above. The first time the entire energy market has been suspended since its formation in 1998. However, it has suspended energy markets in Tasmania and South Australia in 2021, making it a process that's familiar with the Australia energy market open market system. Yeah, it's in other words, you're being held hostage yet again. You're being stripped of your Second Amendment rights in America. And you're roasting in Texas and the Midwest. Meanwhile, an 84% Hispanic Texas district has been flipped to the GOP. Anyway, a pro-gun, pro-life Latina wife of a Border Patrol agent has been elected. That's right. So I think they better pay attention. I saw an article in a post that I thought was really good. Victor Davis Hanson, the subordinate citizen. It's so true. It's so apt. It's not even funny. He said, I recently led a group about 100 citizens on a tour of Israel for nearly 2 weeks. Before returning to the United States, all participants had to indicate their vaccine status and take a COVID-19 test for re-entries. Anxiety swept the group as Israeli testers swabbed them. Anyone testing positive would have to delay his or her return. The quarantine, spending thousands of dollars, scarce hotel accommodations, additional living expenses, rebooked airline hotels, and everything else. Anyway, so, yeah. Trying to be back in the United States. This was before, you know, they suspended this stuff this past week. Meanwhile, tens of thousands of foreign nationals now mustering, you know, are crossing illegally into the United States this summer. 2 million have entered the country unlawfully since Biden became president. Does any foreign nation worry that about being tested for COVID-19, much less being turned away if he or she tests positive for lax vaccination or proof of? No, not at the southern border. For that matter, the government is determined to fire thousands of federal workers and U.S. military personnel who have refused mRNA vaccinations. You know, this is sheer crazy. They canceled the border wall. They knew this was going to come because they know what Democrat policies are. Anyway. John Brennan lied. Clapper lied. Andy McCabe flat out lied. They get their retirements. They didn't get a slap on the wrist. They should have been arrested and tried. You know, like Flynn and Papadopoulos and Navarro. There's reasons behind what's looming in the midterms. And what they're trying to do again and again and again is to define Donald Trump as a white supremacist, to define the National Patriots as bigots and white supremacists and the old KKK. When in fact, what we really see is today the establishment run by the Democrats, their new Jim Crowvid policies. They are bringing back Jim Crow, except today it can be applied to anybody because it's not a color test. It's an ideology test. It's what you think in your brain. And that's what they can't change. And that's what they're upset about. And that's why they must ban thought. This is why they must try to brainwash you with computer algorithms day in and day out, fed to you in social media. The words of the chosen authority figures to bend your brain to go where it's never gone before. Remember, if you can convince enough people and then convince those people to act on some foolish, crazy idiocracy and have them commit violence on it, that's real radicalism. That's what the United States government pushes. This is what we end up with today. a government of the New World Order. The American people have become the subordinate citizen, living in the time of the Stanford Milgram Prison Project, where we live on Alex Jones's prison planet, whether you like it or not. We'll see you tomorrow. We'll get our proverbial head on straight. I just want to say thanks again for listening. God bless. Good day. And good luck.
Revolution Radio, every Wednesday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time, on Studio B for Momentary Zen, with host Zen Garcia, at freedomslips.com, the People Station.
I will defend myself against their tyranny. Number three is my radio broadcast. I'm squarely in front of the public all the time, and they all know what's going on.
For we are opposed around the world by a monolithic and ruthless conspiracy that relies primarily on covert means for expanding its sphere of influence.
Hello, my name is John Wayne. And I do a broadcast here at freedomslips.com, revolution.radio, called The Unequivocal Truth, DEFCON 1.
Freedom and fear are at war.
And folks, I assure you, we are in defense condition one, as we journey perilously through this paradigm that we currently reside in. And I ask that you join me every...